Baruch Hashem Adonai, bless the name of the Lord. And good evening. You are listening to the Shofar Ministries program. My name is Dan with my lovely wife and steadfast Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, my love. And we always like to remind our listeners about our website, shofarministries.net. Should you want to re-listen to this or any other program that are all archived for your learning pleasure.
And hopefully to share with others.
For sure. Let's pray.
Lord, we come to you this evening in humility of such an awesome, great, and very patient God, knowing that judgment on all the world is soon to come. We pray that we can adjust our lenses to stay focused in our mission of proclaiming your truth and to always being prepared to give godly answers to the seekers. We earnestly pray for these recent written prayer requests to include the salvations of our loved ones. May you send your ambassadors to speak to their hearts. Be with us tonight and bless with abundance those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we have an important announcement. Starting next Tuesday, the Shofar Ministries program will be taking just a few weeks off and will return next month on November 28th. Sports coverage for Bowling Green football will be aired, and we will get some extra time to catch up on some research we're doing on the show. It's called Shadow Governments, Deep State, and how it fits nicely into the New World Order global agenda.
And we'll also be able to fit in a short getaway as well.
Yeah, so tell others we'll be back right after Thanksgiving on November 28th, same time, 8 o'clock.
So what's happening in the news we need to talk about?
Oh, so much. But let's start with California's fires are over, but nothing was said about how they got started. Although most know it was arson of some sort. I did read where at least 34 large marijuana farms were totally burned. So perhaps the Mexican drug cartels had a hand in it, especially since the new law legalizing recreational marijuana in California begins January 1st. So anyhow, these growers lost thousands of dollars, which cannot be recovered because marijuana farms are uninsurable and still against the law to even get a loan from a bank.
Yeah, many will think twice about regrowing.
Yes, but then again, there is a huge amount of money to be made, and everybody knows it.
Yeah.
And then reporting on the Las Vegas shootings, while they've been rather quiet lately, looks like they want to put a lid on that as well, at least till all the witnesses have been told to shut up, and in some cases have disappeared or one mysteriously died.
Yeah, any updates on Syria?
Well, most but not all of ISIS has moved on, spreading to many different areas and joining other groups, as in Niger, where four of our Green Berets were killed a few weeks ago. But Iran's Revolutionary Guard is still in the Syria area, and Secretary of State Tillerson recently told them, "We don't need you, so just get out."
But I doubt that they will.
Well, they will always still have their proxy army, Hezbollah, who are pretty, they're a pretty mighty force. But Israel is staying geared up and ready to defend its Golan Heights, where even just last Friday, they experienced five live shells exploding near Israel's border. And just yesterday, Israel conducted many airstrikes in southern Syria, killing approximately, I think, about 10 of an ISIS-affiliated group. Yes. There's all kinds of groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also yesterday, Tillerson arrived in Saudi Arabia.
He did, for the goal of uniting them with Iraq in a common cause to counter Iran's growing assertiveness in the Syrian area. Now, the Saudis have a nice-sized army of about 300,000, and they're very well-funded. Currently, many of them are fighting in neighboring Yemen against another Iran proxy military. We have, the United States has some special forces there as well. In fact, one of our Navy SEALs was actually killed there in January. Meanwhile, our Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, will meet Netanyahu in Israel tomorrow to discuss the financing of counterterror operations before he then proceeds to Saudi Arabia.
Sounds like something's a-brewing.
Yes, and it's not just North Korea. And let me add that Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's coalition won a decisive win in Sunday's early election and therefore pledged to have strong countermeasures, especially because North Korea fired missiles over Japan a few months ago. You might remember that. And therefore, he will discuss various options with President Trump when he visits Asia next month. And Japan's Minister Abe is also talking with other world powers such as Russia and China. And this is all concerning North Korea. And finally tonight, if you watch Fox News and the Hannity program, you're already aware of the Clinton scandal over the Russian uranium sale she approved while Secretary of State and all the money her foundation then received for that favor.
Yeah, I don't know. This was yellow cake uranium used for nuclear weapons.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And who did Russia sell it to? Because at least some of it has left the United States. Question is, will she and those associated with this deal, including Bill, finally get prosecuted, or will she skate through again via her powerful connections? So only Hannity on Fox and the Fox Business Channel, which is Lou Dobbs, is really pursuing this.
Nah, nothing will happen to her, never does. If you have questions or comments, our email is Sheila at ShofarMinistries.net. Or you can call the office and leave a detailed message, too, 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Love offerings are certainly needed and greatly appreciated, and will automatically put you on our mailing list for future newsletters and updates. You can also subscribe and donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching letters are archived for your added learning. Take note, the first Friday of every month, Shofar Assembly meets for always a timely biblical message. So make an effort to join us at Chester Christian Center in Chesterton, Ohio at 7 p.m.
And the next one is November 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, here it is, upon us again, the worst day of the year.
The wicked day.
Halloween, or Satan's Night, October 31st, and then the next day is All Saints' Day, November 1st, and the day after that is All Souls' Day, November 2nd. So, as a prior Catholic, people ask me often to explain the difference between them. In my opinion, all three are demonically inspired, but we'll begin with the more obvious one, Halloween, also called All Hallows' Eve.
Mm-hmm. I think we should begin with Scripture.
I agree, because Psalm 12:8 hits the nail on the head.
Okay, it says, "The wicked walk around on every side when evil is exalted by the sons of men."
That's right, and the word exalted is room 7311 in your Strong's, and it means to raise up. So one might even say it's a form of worshiping evil. In these very last days, we see the secular world more than ever heavily embracing Halloween as their most favorite time of the year.
Did you say secular world? You know, many who claim to be Christians are celebrating it as well.
Key word in that sentence?
Claim.
Anyway, if you have to give out candy, please at least add a Chick Gospel cartoon track about Halloween. And that phone number, which I'm going to give you right now, is 909-987-0771. Call them. They'll get them to you in a couple days.
Yeah. I've heard them say, "This is my favorite holiday," but, you know.
Praise the Lord, there is still a remnant that recognizes the evil connotations associated with this day. And we're going to spell it all out for you tonight. You know, many churches are at least offering alternatives to having harvest, like having harvest parties instead where the children dress up as Bible characters. And that's a good thing, especially if the children are told why they don't participate in the high holy day of satanic rituals. They need to know.
Churches also should also do that at Purim in the spring as well.
Well, that's right, except most don't recognize God's feasts or victories over the enemy. Instead, America promotes Devil's Night. Why would anyone want to take part in something that is proven to be inherently wicked? For by tolerating, you are condoning and therefore promoting. And so wickedness, in a sense, is given permission to increase its wickedness. It's given permission.
Uh-huh. As the scripture just implied.
Right, and I think you have another scripture there, don't you?
Yes, I do. Deuteronomy 19:19. Put away the evil from among you. And Isaiah 5:20, they will call good evil and evil good.
And actually, there are hundreds of scriptures addressing evil. Just look in your Strong's and you will see how important this topic is. And in fact, God says that we shouldn't even look upon evil, and for good reason. You say, oh, well, I'm only letting my child go out for a few of the neighbors, and they are dressing up as friendly characters. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, if someone in a devil's mask comes up and boos at your child, that image can stay in their mind and possibly harm them spiritually. Parents, you are responsible to protect your children, to protect their minds.
Yeah, that's so true. All right, so better get into a little history.
I know, the time is flying. Well, since devils have been around forever, Halloween goes way back before Christianity and certainly before America to a Celtic festival of the dead. The Celtic peoples were originally from ancient Britain and Ireland and later found all over Europe. But according to their calendar, the Celtic calendar begins on November 1st. It was the beginning of the cold season when cattle and sheep had to be moved to closer, more secured pastures, and crops were stored for the winter months. By the way, the Celtic calendar days also begins at sundown.
Yeah, like the Hebrew calendar days.
Yes, but that's all it has in common. Mm-hmm. These Celtic people engaged in occultic arts, worshiping nature and the universe, giving it supernatural, idolatry-like qualities. They're pagan. Priests were called druids, whose beliefs and practices were similar to Hinduism, such as reincarnation and the transmigration of the soul, where bad people who had died that year, well, they may be reborn as animals.
How in the world could they come up with this?
Well, Satan is a master. Anyhow, this transference occurred on what they called the Festival of Samhain, the Lord of Death. And you guessed it. October 31st. Now, as time went on, instead of the Feast of Samhain, it was just called by the pagan priest's name of Druidism, morphing into some different varieties of thinking, maybe depending on the country. But the rituals came from the deepest part of hell, involving human sacrifices of children, the drinking of their blood, and even cannibalism.
And you know what? Satan is still here.
Yeah, really, these rituals are still here, too, and actually even bragged about within their circles. But that's for another night. But anyway, on New Year's Eve is on October 31st, and this Lord of Death would gather the souls of the evil dead who had died over the past year and condemn them to enter the bodies of animals, particularly black cats, but not exclusively. It was evil's supreme night of demonic jubilation. This was a celebration of the beginning of winter and darkness. As daylight grew noticeably shorter and the night lengthier.
And to add to that darkness, America chooses the last weekend in October to erase daylight savings time.
Yes, longer nights, very fitting. Anyhow, on this night, the hordes of hell would roam the countryside in a wild celebration of darkness and death, all in honor of Samhain. Some left offerings of food and drink on the doorsteps for the ghosts because the villagers feared that the spirits, if not pacified, would kill their flocks and destroy their property. Eventually, they felt the only thing the superstitious people knew to do to protect themselves was to masquerade as one of the demonic horde and hopefully blend in unnoticed among them. This is the origin of Halloween masquerading as devils, imps, ogres, and other demonic creatures to blend in with the demons. Very dangerous and definitely not funny. They use numerous lighted candles, some inside real skulls, to carry for the spirits' guidance in their ceremonies, which included sacrifices to the god Samhain, burning large bonfires, giving various gifts, and offering many prayers to this false god for protection from any evil spirits that would wander off to possibly migrate into the people. But whatever name you choose to use, it all goes back to Baal or Satan, with different customs according to the countries. And of course, Satan had to have his special feast night in America too. But not widely practiced here until like the 20th century, beginning with a carved turnip and then a pumpkin to copy the original witch's use of a skull with a candle inside. And that would light the way to their coven meetings. Soon kids began dressing up as something evil, knocking on doors, saying, "If you give us a treat, the goblins and spirits will leave you alone." It has eventually turned into any costume, trying to get some distance away from the more sinister to the more acceptable and cute. This way, Christians too could join in the fun like the other kids and celebrate Satan's night. And many think that this isn't so bad, except there are still wicked people out there today doing bad things, like using a hypodermic needle to lace even wrapped candy, and you would never notice. Of course, the sugar alone is dangerous for children and can suppress the immune system for hours, making them more susceptible to catching diseases. And don't think for a moment that Satan doesn't know that too. This day is Satan's blasphemous substitution of the resurrection as he perverts everything from God. And this is the rising of the dead spirits. You know, Halloween provides a less conspicuous way to play with the concept of death. People dress up as the living dead, and fake gravestones adorn front lawns, activities that are highly accepted this time of year. And it is evolving. Card-carrying Satanists can now demand Halloween off from work as a religious holiday. In fact, Satanists, like the Samhains, do use this day for their high masses and ritual blood sacrifices. And most places of employment encourage workers to dress in a costume, making it hard to find today any restaurant or store that doesn't have decorations all over their establishment as the demons smile. So anyway, moving on. The following day is November 1st, and it's called All Saints Day, also very ancient. For around the year 900 AD, Emperor Leo VI, and actually the leader of the only recognized church, decided, since his wife had recently died, that it would be good to honor those who died the previous year that were surely in heaven. And therefore, still believing, or at least wanting the people to believe, that on the 31st of October, the bad spirits roamed. So they made the next day, November 1st, All Saints Day. And this was to honor the saints now in heaven, who constantly intercede to God for us. And of course, that's where I have a problem. That's just one of the problems, but that is a major problem. I believe it's demonically inspired, for the dead do not pray for us. Only Jesus intercedes for his bride to the Father. You can read that in Hebrews 7 and Romans 8. But a more grievous problem is even the next day, November 2nd, called All Souls Day, And this is set aside to memorialize and pray for a family's loved ones, possibly still in purgatory. Now, only on this day, a departed spirit could finally leave purgatory and go into heaven. If their time of punishment was fulfilled, or if enough prayers or indulgences of usually money to the church had been paid by the dead person's loved ones. I even remember my mother giving money for masses to be said so my grandfather could get out of purgatory. However, in today's society, if you join the Pope's Twitter, he will grant a special indulgence to you or your loved one, so to get out early. That is no joke. He really said that on July 17th, 2013, and CBS News covered it, and many other news channels did as well. He likes to play God, and that's what most popes have done through the years, and this really grieves my soul. And just think about how the devil is just laughing and laughing and laughing at all of us. Isn't it interesting that it was on October 31st that Martin Luther, in 1517, nailed his famous 95 reasons to break away from the Catholic Church? And he did that on the church's door in Wittenberg, Germany. And, of course, that started the Reformation. And can you believe it? That was 100 years ago next Tuesday. Exactly. Big anniversary there. Now, one of the heresies he was protesting against was the sale of indulgences for souls in purgatory, which is why he chose that time of the year. Sadly, today, there are now some Protestant churches defying the heroic move of Luther and now rejoining the Catholic Church that will soon encompass the one world religion under the Antichrist and his false prophet. There's been many Antichrists through the years, the Bible says. And that's because I believe it probably will turn out to be the Pope. We'll see. Maybe not. We'll be gone. But we're getting to the end, folks. So what about you? Is Jesus Christ Lord over your life? You know, time is moving so fast. Be sure your relationship with Jesus is intimate. And you say, oh, well, of course, I know Jesus. But how can you be sure? If Jesus really is your betrothed one, then you should have a desire to know him more, with a passion to be in his word, to be in his presence. In his word is where you can become closer. For he is the word. So, more word, more Jesus. It's really just that simple. Just do it. Find the time. Make a note in your daily planner when you're going to spend time with Jesus. And read your Bible. Look up the words. It's called studying. You'll be blessed for it. And that's how you grow more intimate with him. And you get some discernment, too, how to recognize the false teachings that are happening today. Because there's a lot. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for your president. And those who love Jerusalem, they're going to prosper in all ways. And this is from Psalm 122:6. Don't forget, we'll be off for a few weeks. We'll be back on November 28th. Stay safe. Be blessed.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.